Let me speak a little bit about the women who follow Jesus. I think in the last week, 2 weeks or so, we had a gospel reading which referenced Mary Magdalene. And I think, at least preaching at that time, I liberated Mary Magdalene from the notion that she was a sinful woman. The fact that 7 devils were cast out of her does not mean that she was sinful. In the time of Jesus, if somebody had an infirmity or a sickness or a depression or anything like that, it was considered an evil spirit. Therefore, the notion of the 7 evil spirits cast out of Mary Magdalene has no reference, to her moral character. All scripture scholars would agree with that. There's a whole history to that. But let me speak about the women. It says the 12 were followers of Jesus, and then it mentions the women. In Jerusalem, in the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre, which is a very large, large place of assembly, there's a certain portion of it dedicated to the crucifixion, the Hill of Calvary. It's built right there in the area of the crucifixion. And that's very well established. I mean, Constantine first built the basilica there in the 4th century, which means we're very well set that this is the place where Jesus was crucified. And very nearby is the tomb in which Jesus was entombed after he died, and the tomb from which we have the resurrection. So all of that is enclosed in this large basilica. There's a certain portion of it dedicated to the crucifixion, the Calvary, and then there is the tomb of Jesus. And then there's a special chapel over here dedicated to the 3 Marys. 3 Marys, the 3 faithful disciples who were at the foot of the cross. Read the 19th chapter of the Gospel of John, and you'll find that the faithful ones who stood by Jesus in his time of suffering and death were women. There is mention that the beloved disciple was there, because John is the only one that mentions Jesus looks at his mother and says, "Behold your son," and the beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." Now, who the beloved disciple was, the best scripture scholars will tell you it was not John. The beloved disciple is a symbol. It's a symbol of every disciple that is faithful. And the first and primary and significant characteristic of a true disciple is one who is faithful. Nothing else will follow if a disciple is not a faithful disciple. And a faithful disciple is one who will walk through difficult times, carry sufferings, share the cross. That's a true disciple. That's the meaning of a true relationship. A true relationship is one that will support you in your time of crisis. Somebody who will show up and carry your cross and bless you and heal you, walk with you, and be your companion for life. That's discipleship. That's what it means. And the true disciples who walk with Jesus on the way to Calvary, share the cross, carry the pain, are women. And that's why this chapel in the basilica is dedicated to the 3 Marys. The 3 Marys at the foot of the cross when Jesus was crucified. So keep that in mind when we speak about the place of women in the church. We are born out of a patriarchal culture. The Semitic culture, the place of our birth, was a patriarchal culture. And therefore, we have carried the patriarchy through the centuries with not much attention given to the significant presence of women in following Jesus Christ and in proclaiming the gospel. We are very good at delegating responsibility. We're not so good at delegating authority. We're inclined to delegate responsibility to women, but delegating authority, that's more of a challenge. But keep this in mind, that there is a consciousness in the church today and in society of the emerging woman. Now, some people think that's going to go away. It is not going to go away, and it shouldn't go away. So we need to stand back and look at true discipleship modeled for us in the women who follow Jesus. And that reflection is prompted by what appears here in the Gospel of Luke today, that how do we give proper recognition and a proper place in the whole structure of the church to the gift of discipleship, true discipleship, modeled right out of the gospel in the lives of women. The one who did not doubt the resurrection is Mary Magdalene. She is the first one to proclaim to the apostles, to the men, Jesus is risen. She goes to the tomb. She's the faithful one that shows up to anoint the body of Jesus. Early in the morning on the first day of the week. She doesn't doubt. The men, they doubt. The women don't doubt. That's very interesting. It's true and authentic and reliable discipleship. It's worth keeping that in mind in the life of Jesus and in the Gospels and in the present day. Let us pause now for a moment of prayer.